everyone. Welcome to another edition of Virtually Speaking. I'm Yang Cho, a Microsoft Technology Evangelist. In this multi-part Azure Stack series, we are going to go through some of the insights of Azure Stack to learn what it is and how you can benefit from it and how IT Pro can do with it. And with me online is, I'll call it a frequent. If you have watched our automation series, you should recognize this person. His name is Charles Joy. Hi, Charles, are you online?
Yes, I am. Hello. Thanks.
Hi, Charles. Good to have you back again in our virtual speaking series. Now, give us a little bit introduction of what you do and your role in terms of Azure Stack.
Sure. So since the last time we spoke during the automation series, I've actually taken a new job, moved to Redmond, part of the product group for Azure Stack. So I'm a program manager on the Azure Stack team. And about a year ago is when I joined the team, and it was more of a virtual, a V team for a cloud consistency project. And then we announced at Ignite Azure Stack, gave it a name and a vision and all that stuff, and a direction, and then timing. And now it's a real product, and people can get it, and I'm very excited about it. It's a very big step from just a year's time transferring from a an idea of cloud consistency with Azure to actually being Azure in your data center.
Well, we're excited to have you. Now, talk about Azure Stack. I think many IT pros out there probably have heard this term, but we got the right person here. So I want to ask you. Plan out is what is Azure Stack, and me as an IT pro, as an IT professional, why should I care about it?
So yeah, sure. So Azure Stack is the latest step on the cloud platform journey that Microsoft's been on, and it's the one that's most consistent with Azure. And as IT pros, you're familiar with some of the other stops in the journey, and they're not even at stops; they're still in product in production software. Windows Azure Pack is, lots of people have that installed and are using it and have businesses based on it. Azure Stack is just the next journey, or part of that journey, and it's we're amping up the consistency with Azure. So if you go to portal.azure.com today, that experience is what we're bringing on premises to your data center. So why should IT pros care about it? Really, if you like that Azure experience, you like the Azure Resource Manager experience, the collection of resources, managing those resources, and that new API and that whole entire model, Azure Stack brings that model on premises.
I see. So are you saying Azure Stack is like an enabler that enable me, empower me to bring the Azure experience into perhaps an on-premises setting?
Absolutely. So it is not only a private cloud solution, because you're going to download the bits, you're going to find a machine or machines to put it on, you're going to install it and manage it, and eventually offer it up to tenants, like Azure offers its services to tenants, but it also will pave the way for hybrid cloud and hybrid solutions. Now, we're concentrating on cloud consistency in this first theme of this release of TP1, but going forward, we'll have many other themes as we go, and like service administration will be the next one, and hybrid will be the next one, sort of thing, and it'll be an evolution over time.
Okay, so I can bring Azure experience, and the experience we're talking about is currently in production, the ARM, the Azure Resource Manager experience, which means I can deploy template, ARM template, and I can scale and things like that. Now that's really exciting. Now, if I'm in Azure right now and I've been using Azure, with the Azure Stack, what does that mean to me? Do I need to relearn something? Do I install something? Do I no longer need Azure subscription? What does that mean to me?
We don't detract at all from your current Azure experience. In fact, that same Azure experience that you've known and loved now, and creating templates and all that and deploying templates, we're bringing that capability on premises. So yes, you will have to download some stuff, find a machine to install it on, install it, and then stand it up. But once you get it deployed, and maybe you're used to using PowerShell or Visual Studio, once you're deploying a template with PowerShell, Azure Stack is just another environment you set up. So if you're familiar with getting Azure RM environment or get Azure RM environment, you see Azure Cloud, China Cloud, Government Cloud. You'll see a fourth one in there after you set it up called Azure Stack, or whatever you call it, because you're in control. So it's the same experience. It's just you're managing it. And of course, with this TP1 release, you'll be probably playing both roles as the service administrator and the tenant, testing things out. But eventually, as we go on, service providers will be the service administrators, and they'll have tenants that consume the resources, just like you and I consume resources in Azure today.
I see. Now, before we kind of get into the product, the installation and all that, would you show us some user experience? Show us what you're talking about bringing Azure experience to an on-premises environment.
Yeah, I'm happy to. All right, so here's the portal. You can see I have, it says Azure Stack up here, and it's the same colors that you're used to. I can view my resource groups.
Charles, I'm sorry. You said that's Azure Stack? That's. I want to see Azure Stack portal, not Azure portal.
Well, I don't know if you thought I just changed the string up here, but this is Azure. This is Azure Stack. Azure Stack. So that's when we talk about consistency, we weren't fooling around. It's the same portal.
I'm sorry. Do that again.
Azure Stack.
Wow. Wow.
And and maybe you didn't know this or not. And this one, you see this this is a different color blue. Well, if you just double click back here, I can make it white, black, that same Azure blue, and then the other. And you could do that in Azure too. So, and if you click really fast, it's like a kaleidoscope of color.
Oh, wow.
So now what? When you're waiting for something.
Hours.
So, yeah. So that's when you're great. Waiting for something to deploy next time, just, click on the background and.
There you go. Oh, this is great. Because you see, I've been using Azure for some time. Yeah. It's just great when you look at something that's really familiar. I think it's inviting. It just gives me that little fuzzy feeling that I'm looking for.
Sure. And the other things you'll see that are familiar to you are VMs and VM extensions, right? So I have a Linux VM here provisioned, and it has a Docker extension. I have a Windows VM. It has a DSC extension. So, we bring that same resource. So let's take a look at the Linux resource group. This is be identical to how, the resource group management experience is. We have resources in it. We have a virtual machine. We have the virtual NIC. We have a security group. We have the public IP. We have a VNet, and we have the storage account, all on Azure Stack. So if I click into that storage account, we'll get information about this specific. We have blob and table in Azure Stack. That's something that a lot of people have been asking for on-premises. And we can see I have a container, VHDs, and it's if we look at the URL, it's blob.azurestack.local, not core.management, or I can't remember the other one, but the Azure one. I work in Azure Stack too much, I guess. So, but the one thing I want to note, you see a lot of similarity here. There are some differences you may not have noticed, but because I'm Azure Stack and I'm on-premises, you've probably never seen this resource providers hub before. So let's click into that. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of information out there on the architecture of Azure Stack. We're not going to dig into that here, but through this portal experience, I could show you that we have certain resource providers registered. There's the compute resource provider, network resource provider, storage resource provider, and then some other core resource providers that make subscriptions work, get the usage data and things like that, all backed by Azure Resource Manager. Now, furthermore, if you click on storage resource provider and then go to let's manage or take a look at the management experience behind the storage resource provider, we see here that I could see the capacity in my Azure Stack. If there's any active faults, I can see total requests per day, availability the past day. Hopefully that's up there near 100%, right? And then down closer to the bottom, we get the nodes that are involved in Azure Stack. And these aren't in Azure. These are physical nodes in my data center. There's the node that my Azure Stack is deployed on. And here is the VM that's running Azure Consistent Storage for this storage resource provider. And then for those of you who want to feel comfortable as Windows IT pros as opposed to Azure IT pros, there's a scale-out file server and a file share. And because I'm an administrator in Azure Stack, I feel comfortable going, I can just go SOFS share, And then I can see the back end here. There's the storage accounts. Obviously, we wouldn't want to play around in here because it's managed elsewhere. But you can see this is a familiar technology at the very bottom and at the very top. So if you want, I could show you sort of a little bit more behind the scenes. I'm going to sort of minimize the virtual machine I'm in that I'm running the portal on and show you that I'm in Hyper-V. I'm on a machine. If we take a look at the resources, we have 16 core, 128 gig of memory. This happens to be, if you look at our hardware requirements, our recommended hardware requirements. We do have a minimum, but the more memory and CPU you could, or cores you could throw at it, the better the experience you'll have. And we have tested this up to quite a few cores in memory, but that kind of one node system gets kind of expensive, but it works. That's the best part about it. And because you could see we're in Hyper-V, we have a set of virtual machines that are running for the management. We got 10. It's actually 9 plus the client VM that I was in that showed you the portal experience and stuff. But we have the resource provider VM, SQL for metadata, portal and Azure Resource Manager, network controller, NAT, MUX, and BGP are our network VMs. And then we have an AD and an Azure Consistent Storage VM. So if you see these other ones with GUIDs, well, those are the tenant VMs. One of those is the Linux VM. One of them is, or a couple of them are the Windows VMs. So this is backed by software-defined data center technology found in Windows Server 2016, TP4, to be specific for this release. And then, so that's comfort level for the Windows Server IT Pro, and then back up to Azure Portal, Azure Stack Portal, for comfortability and familiarity for the Azure IT Pro.
There's a couple of things I really like. First of all, not just the user experience is consistent, even the sysadmin, the experience is kind of consistent, because even URL, I think you kind of really give a pattern and then just simply dot local, and that's just great. I think it helps in terms of the, you know, setting up naming schemes, setting up automated tasks and things like that to plug in those variables and things like that. I think it's great. And also, you show us on Hyper-V, that's another exciting places. I think many IT pros in the past few years has really devoted their time and effort into mastering the Hyper-V, and now this is kind of a continuation of this role, and to continue apply the skill set that you have developed in previous years, and we can apply that directly into Azure Stack. I think that's great. So Charles, this is great and love it, and I'm going to use it. What happened if I, because this is a the technical preview, right? So yeah. If I have any feedback, how do I channel back to you?
Well, if you have it installed and you're good to go, you could, and you have the portal, just click on this feedback button. We have it wired up to go to the Azure Stack user voice. You can see we already have some stuff in here, some great information here. We also have a forum, and we have a bunch of other resources. But the two primary methods to provide feedback are the user voice and, of course, the forum. And we're watching them very closely. So we definitely look forward to your feedback and any and all feedback from the community, because we want to make this better. As you said, this is Technical Preview 1, and we're going to have a Technical Preview 2 and a Technical Preview 3. In fact, throughout this calendar year, we're going to have multiple technical previews on the road towards general availability.
All right, which brings to my next question. So how do I get Azure Stack and start playing with it?
Sure. So if we just go to http://ms/azure-stack. This will read, that's an easy thing to remember, but maybe it's really easy because all our stuff's on azure.com. We put a download button on Azure, as my LT likes to talk about. Ryan O'Hare, I'll attribute that to, actually, came up with that. We did. Look, we have, this is azure.com, right? We have Microsoft Azure Stack, power of Azure in your data center. Try it now. Click this button and get started. Here's the hardware deployment requirements. Give us an email and a country, download it, and then once you're done there, you can go download or take a look at the page we have that's also in Azure documentation. We're still in the Azure. We don't want you to leave Azure, in other words. We're in Azure documentation. You could see once you have things deployed, there's more experiences. There's templates and tools, and we'll talk about that in a bit. You can make your own marketplace item. You can use Visual Studio. You can use PowerShell. So all of this stuff is ready to go. The documentation's there. You could click, we have lots of documentation here. It's that same Azure documentation experience. So you should be covered between the forums, the user voice, and documentation. I hope you're covered. And if you're not, my Twitter's at Orchestrator Guide still. So just let me know.
Got it. That's cool. So I'm going to set it up. So what's next step?
Well, next steps really is to go get it. And as we walked through just a couple seconds ago when I was at the that main page here, this landing page, if you click on try it now, the next steps are outlined here for you. Step one, step two, step three, and then give feedback. Install it, give feedback.
Okay, cool. Now you mentioned ARM a while ago. So how would that kind of play a role here?
So ARM is I always say it's the heart of Azure. It's the heart of Azure Stack. It's the API layer that's in there. It tells everything else what to do. You send templates to it. It makes the things, right? So we have a couple first-party experiences with it, and I'd be happy to show you those right now. So I'm going to go back to the portal just to level set. In fact, these resource groups and their VMs or the resources that have been deployed were either deployed in one of three ways in my environment. One was from PowerShell, which is my favorite. Visual Studio, which leverages PowerShell, also my favorite. And then you can do a deployment via the portal. But right now, what I'll do is I'll show you sort of what a PowerShell script looks like. I'll show you what the Visual Studio experience looks like. And then I'll actually deploy something via the portal. So you get a taste of all three.
Okay.
So let's start with PowerShell. I have a script here. In fact, I call it Hybrid Demo PS1. And let me see if I could increase the that should help a little bit. Now, I'm not asking anyone to memorize this. This is pretty common knowledge. In fact, on the GitHub page we have for Azure Stack templates, we've outlined how to connect and all that. But I have split this up into regions so I can easily take a look at different things. And the first region I'm going to show you is, and I've commented out because I haven't been using it recently, is connecting to Azure and deploying to Azure. Now, this same script I can use for resources going to Azure or Azure Stack. I just basically have to change a couple variables, like location. In Azure Stack, I don't have a location called West US. You could name one that way, but in the technical preview, we've named it for you. It's local, and you'll see that in a moment. And of course, the storage endpoint is going to be different. And then you would also have to have an Azure subscription. You can sort of see that in here. Now, changing to the Azure Stack environment, we have the ability to create or add a new Azure RM environment, and I call it Azure Stack. And then I use a connection information, and then I choose my subscription, update those variables I was talking about, and then I'm ready to deploy down here. And I built this probably hacked together piece of PowerShell so I would grab the next resource group so I don't have to remember to update a number. Because one of the first steps you do when you're deploying from PowerShell is you identify and create a resource group. And then you use that resource group in your deployment. So you could tell here, I have new Azure RM resource group deployment. I identify a template that I want to deploy. And then I fill out some of the parameters. You could also use a parameters file. It's up to you. I tend to script it out like this. And I use this a lot for demos. You could tell in the portal, I have my RG01, 02, so on and so forth. But it's as simple as just executing this. All right. So the next experience I want to show you is the Visual Studio experience. And I have Visual Studio 2015 Community installed. And I have hooked up my identity that I have an Azure subscription and an Azure Stack subscription with. So I'm going to go ahead and open up an existing project. But you can create a new one right through, and you've probably done this for Azure. I'm going to open up an existing project that I have. And there's a couple things I want to point out here. And if you haven't used this Visual Studio experience for Azure Resource Manager templates yet, you should, because it really is a nice way. And I don't know how else you would be doing it, Notepad or whatever, which you can do since it's a simple JSON schema and text. Visual Studio has a first-party experience for visualizing and updating and adding to templates. You could see I have multiple parameters And when I click on one, it highlights this area string for it. I have variables. You can see I have those and I identifies those. And then the resources. And this is really the bulk of what actually does the work. Everything else is set up. This is actually execution. So to create a storage account, it's this bit here. And we just identify API version, which is important depending on what you're doing and the resources. Then we're working to make sure that Azure Stack ARM stays in sync or as much in sync as possible with Azure ARM, because obviously in Azure Stack we ship a version to you as of a specific date, so we got to make sure those stay updated and whatnot. But you can see here I have this really rich experience for adding and editing resources. In fact, I say adding, and I haven't shown you that. So let me just quickly add new resource. If I wanted to add something like a website or something like that, I choose it from this list. And I go ahead and choose web app, for example, type it in, fill it out, hit add, and it'll add that chunk right down to the into the template. And as I said, web app and SQL, MySQL experiences will be lighting up the week after release. So with that, I have my template. I think it's great. I want to deploy this Windows Virtual Machine. Now this is where the really hybrid stuff starts to show through. So if I go, I right click on the project, go deploy, new deployment. You can see I've deployed it a couple other times. New deployment. I'm going to have to re-enter my credentials here. And you'll see I have two-factor authentication enabled for my account, and Visual Studio Experience, it's just same AAD experience. So I'm just going to get that information here. And for that matter, I was already logged into the portal before I showed you the demonstration, but that same experience carries through because we still go to login.windows.net or whatever the address is to authenticate to Azure Stack, especially in this TP1. We take a dependency on Azure AD, but again, we're a consistency story right now. We do have plans and we're working on right now to make a completely offline experience with ADFS. So what this is doing is it's querying my Azure subscriptions, and because it has access to my Azure Stack environment, because I'm in my Azure Stack environment, it is looking for my Azure Stack subscriptions. So you can see I have manage.azure.com, and I have a couple subscriptions there. Then I have azurestack.local, and I have a couple subscriptions down here. So I could toggle back and forth, and you notice the template's not changing. I may change some parameters or something like that, but when I hit deploy, I have the choice to deploy to Azure or Azure Stack right from this UI. And this is work that the Visual Studio team took on our behalf to make sure that we have one consistent experience with users. So I did promise that I was going to deploy a template via the portal, and I want to show you how easy that is. Since it's kind of a neat experience. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and go to GitHub. So it's aka MS Azure Stack GitHub. And we'll have blogs and links available for all this stuff. Now, this is a little different than what you've noticed. You've probably gone to Azure Quick Start Templates. Right. We've broken out, as Microsoft, a section for Azure Stack Quick Start Templates because we want to provide stuff that we have validated that works in Azure Stack and then would work in Azure as well. And we want to encourage the community to actually continue to commit updates and new things to Azure Quick Start Templates that we know work in both places. And then Microsoft will stage them here, and then once we're completely consistent with ARM and all that, we're going to probably merge the repositories and stuff. But this is a point in time thing, but it's certainly able to, you can read and use the stuff. We just would prefer people do their changes and updates in Azure Quick Start Templates because that's the ultimate repository. Remember, we're following Azure. So we do have a number of Azure Stack, the ones that we've created and I don't know if you certify because I'm not a support guy, but I know these work because I've tested them a lot of them. So let's take this VM extension for BG Info. Very simple example. Mm-hmm. If I go ahead and look at it, all it's doing is adding an extension, BG Info, based on some metadata here. I'm going to go to raw. I'm going to hit copy. I'm going to copy that. and then go back to Azure Stack Portal. I almost got lost because they're so consistent. And I'm going to go new template deployment. But you could see here, and that, we didn't really go through this, but it's the same experience. New compute. I could create a computer, either Windows or Ubuntu, because I have that downloaded. Yes, there's a bug. This is not the Ubuntu image. We're working on that. But this will provision a Linux machine, I promise you. And then you could do data. You could do a storage account. But for us, I want to do custom and template deployment. Edit template. Paste what I put in there. Hit save. Now, edit parameters. And this can have many parameters. It could have one parameter. This one has a specific VM name. So I want to make sure I get a good one. My VM02. I choose the subscription. For this, I happen to be provisioning everything in my default provider subscription, but I absolutely could be using a different subscription that my service admin, i.e. me in this case, sets up and I can use. I don't think I have more than one. Let's see. Nope, just one here. I haven't set this environment up with more than one. I want to select a resource group or create one, but since I know I'm going against a virtual machine that's already in a resource group, I'm going to choose that one. Resource group location. There's only one this time because it's a one-box deployment, and that's local. And I could choose to pin it to the dashboard or not, but I'll hit create. It's initial deployment, it's submitting the request, and it'll follow through on that, and they'll show up in the screen like this. So that's how simple it is to do from the portal. The other experiences you're familiar with because you use them in Azure. I mean, this is the experience. I mean, I'm not showing you everything you can do, but this is the foundation of the experiences that you'll have for Azure Stack Technical Preview 1 with the, look at that. In true demo fashion, this one failed. It's probably because I grabbed the, I don't have my RG02, so that's my fault. But you get the idea. It's that simple. And, you know, because I'm not afraid to fail on demonstration, look at the information we provide you. It wasn't found. So my RG wasn't found. So that's my fault there. So my VM2 was not found. So we give rich information when we fail. That's my recovery. You like that? So
I think there's a couple of interesting things here. I noticed that, first of all, Linux machine. So it's not just Microsoft workload, non-Microsoft workload, we can still deploy. And this is consistent with Azure as well. So I really like that. And also, just the overall experience, the Visual Studio piece is also very good. Because I think for the longest time, we've been talking about give you a consistent experience to deploy either on-premise or, you know, public cloud, Azure, or service provider. And I think this is a big step that going forward. And for IT pros, I think for IT pro, there's also a kind of a subtle message here is because the DevOps, and I think we need to move a little bit towards the IT pro needs to move a little bit towards the dev and using Visual Studio, which is really is an integration tool. And now either on-premise or in cloud or online, this is really a lot of things that we normally do kind of outside of Visual Studio. Now we can kind of integrate it with Visual Studio. I think that is a major step in terms of, you know, bringing a dev up into an environment. So yeah. I like everything I see so far.
Cool. And I wanted to prove that I do have a Linux machine. It's this one. So I'll click on this one and we'll show you that the public IP is 192.168.1.3.3.27. That's public for my instantiation, right? It's not a public address. I go to PuTTY. I go open. I can log in. Making it real here, right? It's going to log me in. And then you know what? I said there was a Docker extension on here. There is. So I can even do docker run hello-world. And there you go. So I'm not a Linux guy, but it makes it so easy I could become one if I really wanted to. And I don't want anyone to fault me for that, but I spend more of my time in PowerShell and DSC and things like that. But that's, you know, if you go to, there's GitHub repositories for Linux, PowerShell DSC for Linux. I haven't started playing with that, but that's out there. Test it out. See if it works. It should work in Azure. It should work here. If it doesn't, there's that feedback button.
Charles, what a demo you just showed us. That's great. I love Azure Stack. I love the consistency, either the user experience or system administration. I love the going to GitHub. I can deploy templates. I like the copy and paste. And most of all, I like the failure you have. That's just so close to heart to us because we have that every day. So thank you for sharing that with us. And I see Azure is truly an enabler, right? To bring the Azure experience to an on-premise setting. And that's just something I think is very, very exciting. I actually, after seeing your demo, I have a number of call to action for IT pros out there. I think we should continue to focus on PowerShell. I think we definitely need to learn more about ARM, Azure Resource Manager. It looks like this is kind of the template for everything that we're going to do in the future in terms of cloud computing deployment. And then we also need to move a little bit closer to the dev side, try Visual Studio and try to do some of the integration work from there and to kind of really kind of kick off the DevOps concept into our IT environment. What about you, Charles? Do you have any insight or call to action for IT pros?
I mean, you've covered them mostly, and I want to say that the Visual Studio experience I showed, you don't have to be a dev to do that. It may seem like that, but they've carved out a little IT pro space in Visual Studio to use templates and stuff. And of course, if you're developing an app and you make a resource for that, you can deploy it in the same way. But if you're just looking at templates and want to deploy templates, don't be afraid of it. Download the 2015 community or enterprise or whatever you want there, and then get the tools update, because Azure Tools Update, where all that goodness is, and start playing around with it. PowerShell, I would always recommend learning PowerShell regardless. So that was definitely on there. But my first call to action is go to azure.com. Find what we're talking about on Azure Stack on azure.com. Read the documentation. Download it. When you're downloading it, it's probably a 9-gig file, I think. It's on MSDN. It takes a little bit of time. Read some documentation. Read the overview. Or read the first steps, because, and it's very important, I want to outline, if you haven't done this yet, read the what you should do to prep your host, what you should do to, because we're offering a boot from VHD. So we give you a VHD that's ready to go that you will install into, boot from that VHD, and then if you need to start over, just copy over new VHD and deploy again. So read the instructions is what I know we always say that, but it's very important because this is a technical preview. If you don't follow the instructions, you may hit some errors, and we don't want to see a lot of red PowerShell up on Twitter or anything like that. If you do, that's fine. We'll walk you through it. But if you read the instructions, that's your best opportunity for success. So those are my next steps.
And use that feedback button.
Yes, right? Use the feedback button. Go to the forums. Tweet at me. I'm at Orchestrator Guy. I'll be watching that. I'll be responding to tweets. I'm not going to be support for everything, but I'll do my best. So I'm very excited about this because it's been more than a year coming, but I've been on the team for about a year now, almost exactly. And I'm just so excited that it's come to life. And I actually am part of it. I'm very proud to be a part of this. And as you said it very nicely, I love Azure Stack.
Thank you very much for sharing all this insight and all the information with us. And for sure, we are bringing you back to when we have additional release or when you are ready to share more information with us, we're going to get you back for sure. For all you folks out there, this is Yang Cho at the TechNet Radio. We're signing off, and we look for you to participate our next episode.